As I was leaving housing, I got passed by an SUV, a dark SUV, going extremely fast, and it weaved in and out of the traffic. Then about 5 or 6 minutes later, all heck broke loose with Bethel PD, troopers, you name it, and roadblocks, and you name it.
That's Ben Barnes. He works for Cusco Cabs, and he had just picked up a passenger in the neighborhood of public housing near the AC Quick Stop and was on down the road when he caught the first signs of the driver weaving dangerously in traffic.
Then I had a call in Thunder Ridge. This was probably 20 minutes later, and I got to Thunder Ridge, picked up my call on 2nd Road, Thunder Ridge, came out, and right where the dumpsters are when you come out of the road and take a left into town, it was roadblock. Roadblock city. Okay? Then about 2 minutes later, the car came, and it went around them. It ran the roadblock.
Barnes captured the chase on his dash camera, which he gave to KYUK. The car is actually a gray Toyota RAV and is owned by Bethel resident Joellen Stewart. She was the one driving the vehicle Monday morning. Bethel Police Chief Burke Waldron says that the department got a call around 7 a.m. about the vehicle driving down toward Brown Slough, and another one when it headed toward Tundra Ridge.
We drove around town so many times, I got to remember what is when.
At least 7 Alaska State Troopers and Bethel Police personnel participated as the chase went on. Waldron said that they tried to follow to identify the driver, Joellen Stewart, but they dropped the pursuit several times when they lost sight of the car and when it became too dangerous to pedestrians and other drivers. But Stewart kept driving.
For the longest time, we weren't chasing the vehicle. We were just following at a distance. We'd lose the vehicle, and then it would come back into town again. 2 or 3 trips out towards the airport, multiple trips to Tundra Ridge. I mean, it drove all over the place. This went on for over an hour and a half.
Waldron said that the speeds were not, quote, excessive. They clocked her between 50 and 60 miles an hour, but she was weaving in and out of traffic and driving on the wrong side of the road at times. To stop her, Alaska State Troopers finally laid out spike strips on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway near the post office. The spikes punctured the tires, but Stewart kept driving, even when the front tire of the driver's side slid off the rim. It's unclear whether the troopers pushed her into a ditch or she drove in it herself, Waldron said. They pulled her out of the car and found out that she was intoxicated. Stewart faces multiple felony charges for driving under the influence and endangering people with her vehicle.
There's counts out there that we just don't know. We can't identify all the people that had to take evasive actions because of her driving.
Stewart clipped an unmarked trooper vehicle and an unknown civilian one, but, Waldron says, there could be more. She was the vehicle's only occupant at the time. Stewart is currently in jail waiting her court arraignment. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schellenberger.